going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is a weird song, B. You heard this song before?
Mm-mm.
You know what the chorus is? I'm just going to let you hear it. This song takes forever to get to the chorus. The chorus of the song is literally, You want to hear the whole thing? All right, we're excited to get to the Rude Guest get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most dependable HVAC equipment in the DMV. And talk to Michael Gannetti, co-founder and the editor of SpotTrack, the best source for NFL, NBA, MLB, hockey, soccer, whatever kind of contract
and payment they got.
Whatever player information you want, head over to SpotTrack. Michael, what's up, man? Thanks for making time for us.
You're my first crash test dummies lead, and so I appreciate it.
I mean, that song is really hard to explain to people that have never heard it. It is oddly catchy, but it is odd.
Yeah, they stopped halfway through on that one.
Yeah, for sure. Dude, so you and I were tweeting back and forth yesterday about Terry and this contract holdout. So you're an expert in the field of NFL contracts. Why don't we start there? Kind of where you think this Terry thing is. I know you guys wrote a story about kind of predicting summer contract extensions, including Terry McLaurin. Just let our listeners know kind of what you're expecting.
Yeah, I'm expecting a contract, first of all and foremost. I do think this gets to the finish line probably right around, but slightly before training camp. So I think that staying positive is step one here, but you know, the numbers are tough. You know, once you hit that 30 mark, that's sort of the line of demarcation, especially at this position, and that's where he's headed at least to start the season here. So we've got some positive steps in this direction, right? I mean, they brought in a player like Deebo Samuel, who's in a similar boat, and they were able to find a pretty good number in a renegotiation there. And Pittsburgh did them a real nice solid with bringing over DK Metcalf and handing him essentially a 2-for-$60 million contract. So about $30 million per year. That's now the foundation piece. DK is a year younger than Terry McLaurin. There's a similar skill set. There's a similar offensive style built around them. Very different quarterback situations, but that's certainly the foundational piece to look at. So, you know, when we're talking about projections and predictions, it's somewhere around that $32, $33 million per year with a two-year guarantee that takes us through 2026. So it's not a daunting situation in terms of locking down financials for the Commanders going forward long term, but you know, there's a lot of red flags that you can bring to the negotiating table, which is making this prolonged.
Yeah. I don't even think it's that complicated. Do you I think there are complicated contract scenarios. I don't particularly find this to be one of them.
No, I don't either. And this feels like such a no-brainer situation to keep him around, at least for the next couple of seasons with Jaden Daniels sort of taking the next couple of steps, into through his rookie contract and then into his first big contract. But the timing's right. You can overpay a little bit here to make sure McLaurin's happy and maybe even backpay him a little bit, right, for some of the work he's had to do in the dirty years. And then you go ahead forward and you get younger and you get cheaper when Jaden Daniels starts to cost you $70 million a year. So I just think it most teams in this situation pull the trigger on this one pretty quickly, and I expect we get there pretty soon here.
Yeah, I think when you look at it sometimes, like this deal seems to be something that's a no-brainer, okay? Mm-hmm. But it always takes every year something that seems stressful, like pressure, and then all of a sudden, boom, here we come with that, with the contract, and then you go, well, damn, why didn't they do that before?
Yeah, that's right. Right, there's always a back and forth, at least what we hear publicly.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of outside factors that now become inside factors because of the social media world, right? So,
yes.
You know, the negotiations that are happening elsewhere right now with other wide receivers, or maybe even, you know, the Cincinnati situation that went down in March and April, maybe further complicated even something that seems as simple and elementary as getting McLaurin done for 2 years guaranteed. There's a world now where, you know, some of these other contracts that live out there at this position have pushed McLaurin to try to get that third year fully guaranteed, and maybe that's the sticking point we're dealing with here, which, you know, when you're talking about a 3-for-90 or maybe a 3-for-92 million on a full guarantee, that may be a little bit too far for Washington to go in terms of how they feel comfortable right now.
Do you think maybe they land with just like a guaranteed for injury in the third year or something?
That's probably what they're pushing for, and they're probably happy to offer that at this point in time. You know, if I'm McLaurin's agent, I'm saying, sure, we start there, but that becomes fully guaranteed in March of 2026, right? So I'm going to get that money. I'm going to give you a little bit of an out if you want to buy me out first, but I think you at least have to compromise halfway and give him an opportunity to make this 3 years, which, again, lines up with Jaden Daniels. Even though he'll have that extension, he'll still be cost-effectively friendly for the Washington Commanders in 2027 if we have to get to that point.
Yeah, absolutely. We are on the Rude Guest Hotline talking with Michael Jannetty, co-founder, editor, SpotTrack. I mean, listen, on my computer, for me personally, I always have at least two tabs of Pro Football Reference open and SpotTrack and Over the Cap. Like, you guys are just, like, you are a must. It's a resource. I mean, people, like, I read the New York Times is like, per SpotTrack, the new contract looks like this. You guys have created this industry where you dominate, and we appreciate you making time for us. I think we all agree that the Terry deal seems relatively, maybe it's not simple, but there's a very clear baseline for what we expect it to land at and kind of how Washington could get this thing done. You mentioned something interesting there that I think you might be able to really illustrate for fans why this was advantageous. I bet it was like 6 weeks ago, maybe 2 months ago even, that Washington converted some of Deebo Samuel's bonus money into salary, and that actually helped their cap. Can you expand on that so folks can understand?
Yeah, essentially they acquired, you know, a $17 million practical guarantee for Deebo Samuel. But in order to sort of operate for the rest of this offseason, because that was an early league year move to acquire him, you take about $15 million of that effectively and you push it out over the next 5 years using void years, something that's become super in vogue with most teams in the NFL over the past few years here. So, you know, what could have been $17-18 million against their cap this year is now just over $5 million, and they'll take the remaining 12 or so on after the contract voids in 2026, barring a contract extension, which could very much be on the table here. And by the way, which could also be further complicating the McLaurin discussion, right? Mm-hmm. Because if there's two mouths to feed within the course of 8-9 months here, that's a much different situation than anything they've had to deal with McLaurin in the past. So, yeah, the Deebo conversion certainly helped them get through March and April, and now they're trying to clean up a little bit of the remaining mess to get them into the season and then certainly ready for March of 2026.
And then I think another perhaps misconception, and you and I were kind of going back and forth on this, I think there are fans that are so focused on Jaden Daniels here in Washington, and rightfully so. Jaden's an absolute star. That they're like, oh man, you can't tie up all this money with Terry. You got to make sure you take care of Jaden. Mm-hmm. The Jaden contract extension is going to come and it's going to be massive. And I'll ask you your guesses at that, but it's not really going to. The timelines don't really intersect between McLaurin and Jaden, right?
No, it should never happen. I would expect that the plan right now internally is to extend Jaden as soon as possible, which would be March of 2027. And, you know, to give you the guess, we'll see what happens next offseason with C.J. Stroud. That's the big one that's going to push this envelope further. We'll see what happens with Lamar Jackson in the coming months. That should push the envelope much, much more, much, much higher. I think we'll be near $70 to $75 million a year by the time that Jaden Daniels is sitting down at the table. So huge, huge numbers. But to your point, to your original point here, we don't really need to worry from a cap perspective, right? Certainly there's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars handed out here over the course of 2027 through 2029. That's unavoidable with these quarterback contracts. But from a cap perspective, because of these bonuses that can be basically paid out every year, we can consider Jaden Daniels cost-effective, cap-friendly, essentially, you know, for the next four seasons, pretty comfortably, right? 2025 through 2028, he will be at least team-friendly from a cap perspective, which allows them to continue to build a juggernaut, right, and ramp up so that the timelines all sort of nicely come together in a staggered approach so they can maybe keep this thing together for, you know, 5 to 6 years on a consistent basis, which is just getting harder and harder to do in every sport, let alone the NFL with the hard cap.
I just think that some fans need to just let those numbers be done, but people like you, because they look at the number and then they think about what they make and they're going to always think it's too much for everybody. And really, this is just what the going rate of most people.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No question. And let's also keep in mind, if they do sign an extension with Jaden in 2027, there'll be 2 years left on his rookie contract, which means if it's a 5-year extension, that's a 7-year contract total. So
yes.
The $75 million per year only applies to those 5 years we're adding on, which means over a 7-year span, maybe he's a $60 million per year quarterback from an actual perspective over the 7-year term. So
yeah.
Getting it done early, as long as he's the slam dunk we think he's going to be, is of uber importance, and there's no better example of that than the Philadelphia Eagles over the past couple of seasons.
See, I had that same conversation on my golf trip, JP, with one of my buddies. You know, talking about the contract, and I had to let them know that this deal doesn't start till after that other contract's over.
Right. That's why they call it an extension.
They didn't understand what I was saying.
Talking with Mike Gennetti here from SpotTrack. You mentioned Lamar there. Now Lamar, I know he missed some OTAs, but I think he has just missed stuff at various times. I can't imagine that contract as a topic right now, but he does have like a $75 million cap hit next year or something?
Yeah. They are actually making active negotiations with right now. And in terms of the bonuses you're talking about, he's missed every workout bonus he's ever had. So he just makes it – he makes it a thing that, you know, you can build it in, but I'm not going to show up. So I'm happy to forfeit the $750,000 because I've got bigger fish to fry here. And, yeah, it sounds like that they're gonna get this done early. And rather than – have to deal with March 15th next year when he's got a $74 million cap hit and they've got to maneuver something around that. Unlike, you know, what Dallas did, which was they converted some of Dak Prescott and then extended him months later. They don't want to get into that mess. So they're going to do it right now, I think, over the course of the next couple of months. And I would imagine that this time around, because remember the last time was a bit of a mess, But this time around, he's going to be at the top of every single market value across the board including the guaranteed stuff this time. So I expect it to be an absolute blockbuster over the next couple of weeks here.
Wow. And what do you expect for Stroud, who's been so good? You know, that window to get the extension done is now open for him. Does he get – I mean, the top of the market at quarterback now is Dak still, right?
And Dak, yeah.
Which is amazing in its own right. But, like, when does Dak start to fall off with these new Lamar and Stroud deals?
Yeah, I think the Lamar numbers really push things quite a bit here. And Stroud actually can't sign until January 1st, 2026. So,
but can't they work on the extension now or not till then? I guess, no, that's his third year. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, they've got to get through one more year, and that's probably good news for him because Stroud certainly took a little bit of a step back last year with a banged-up offense and a lot of factors. But, you know, if he bounces back into form and as long as this whatever's going on with the shoulder situation for him, as long as he looks the part again in 2025 here, he's going to be, you know, the next version of these rookie quarterbacks that go to the top of the market, probably in a cap-adjusted version of Joe Burrow situation in Cincinnati. Which will put, you know, tons of pressure on the Bryce Youngs and the Caleb Williams and all these other young guys who are stepping in the plate next.
Talking with Mike Gennetti here from SpotTrac. You could follow him at SpotTrac, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Can you help us make sense of the Mahomes contract? Because when you look at it, like, from an AAV standpoint, he's pretty far down, the list. But we always hear that his actual cash in pocket every year is among the highest in the NFL. Like,
giving him stuff.
Yeah, like, what kind of deal does Mahomes have that's different than others?
Yeah, that's exactly the right approach, how you just framed that. He's a baseball guy from a baseball family, and he signed himself up to a baseball contract, unfortunately. He put himself on, 15 years when he should never have gone more than four in the current climate of sports financials, which is changing so fast and increasing so rapidly. It just got to a point 4 years into this contract where he looked around the room and he was saying the same things we were all saying. This guy's drastically underpaid for a, continual MVP candidate / Super Bowl MVP candidate. So the Kansas City Chiefs essentially renegotiated this thing in the middle of it and brought a ton of money forward over the course of 2024 through 2027. And yeah, he remains now on at least an average annual basis for these four seasons, one of the top two, three highest cash paid quarterbacks in football. So he's happy. He's comfortable, but once 2027 gets here, it's going to be time to start talking about him as well, which aligns nicely, by the way, with the Jaden conversation. So we will have a world where Patrick Mahomes and Jaden Daniels will be negotiating a contract at the exact same time.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
But wow. I mean, like I always say, like, if Pat wasn't mad, something is happening. And you never heard him say anything. He just kept getting into the renegotiations to keep moving forward.
That's right. And
some teams know how to do it, some teams don't.
That's right. And we said the same things about Brady, who took a very different approach, but was constantly getting top two, three cash payments every couple of seasons to make sure that he was happy and he was affable and that he didn't have to go to the public, and say things out loud. You're right. Pat's comfortable. He's very happy, this next couple of seasons, making $50-55 million cash per year here. And then we'll have to see what happens in two off seasons when things get really silly.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to get nuts. If I can, a couple of edge rushers, Mike, that I'm curious about. Both Micah Parsons in Dallas and then Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati. Now, these are different players with different skill sets and at different stages of their careers. Let's start in Dallas. What are your expectations with Parsons?
As big as humanly possible. I read this morning, and I believe everything Jerry Jones says because he's not afraid, that the numbers have been agreed to. And if that's the case, it has to be top everything, right? So I would expect it to be north of $40 million, probably in the $42 million per year range. I expect it to push much way past Myles Garrett's $123 million guaranteed. I'd expect it to be closer to $140 million, if right. And this is essentially a 4 year practical contract through 2028. It's going to be big time stuff. And I realize, from a production standpoint, from a little bit of injury standpoint, he's got some red flags, but he's also got age on his side. He's one year younger hitting this contract discussion than most edge rushers would be. So It's, you know, so we see this in baseball quite a bit where if you've got that 1 year advantage, you can really cash out. And I think that's what we're about to see over the next couple of days here.
And then what about Hendrickson? I mean, that Bengals situation just seems like a mess. You got the first rounder holding out. Yeah. They obviously paid the wideouts. Do you think they get it done with Hendrickson? And what do you think that contract looks like?
Boy, this is tough. This is one of those flip-flop situations where it feels like every week you have to change course. But, yeah, they're dragging this one out. The rookie stuff is a real mess, and I do think that will drag out into training camp. But in terms of Hendrickson, they're just going to have to look in the room and say, well, if we can't get it right with Shamar Stewart, who's supposed to be Henderson's eventual replacement here, we better get it done at least for 2 years with Hendrickson, and it's going to have to be an overpay to get it done in that regard. So not unlike this McLaurin conversation, it's simply just going to be about getting the number over the next 2 years that fits. And whether that's 2 for 60, 2 for 70 on a practical guarantee, whatever it's going to take, they're eventually going to have to bend and break and just pay Trey Hendrickson everything he's worth, not just for this year and next year, but really some back pay as well, because they've been getting some incredible value out of that player.
These rookie contracts are slotted, so much so that this seems like it's just asinine. Why can't they get that deal done?
There's some back and forth with language. They're trying to essentially find every single loophole possible and put it and make it their favor, make it to their advantage, uh-huh. Which is certain things happen with these first round picks where some of the money gets pushed into training camp roster bonuses. And the problem with that is you can pay a guy early, except for when he has the cash in hand, it's much, much harder to get that cash back. And that's essentially the argument that's being had here, is they're trying to slide more of the money into base salary, which gets paid out throughout the season, and less money into that upfront roster bonus. And there's sort of a percentage game happening, which, it kind of goes up and down annually in the middle of that first round, but they're just trying to get every advantage, every dollar they can to be delayed in terms of being paid versus handing them something in the middle of summer where some things can go wrong.
This has been really, really great. I appreciate you making time for us. It's going to be – so you circling it back to Terry, you think mm-hmm. – B. Mitch and I, we have maintained our stance that unless this is a topic when we get to training camp, this really isn't a topic. Does that sound about right for you?
Absolutely. I'll restate what I said initially, which is I'm not even a little worried about this one. It just seems too simple to not get done. And if it takes a couple extra million, that's what the NFL is all about, right?
They got it.
I mean, I wish I was all about that. Mike, thank you so much for the time, man. Dude. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks.
All right. That's Michael Jannetty from SpotTrack, founder, editor. Awesome website. Awesome information. If you're not using that in your sports information gathering, you're missing out. You can give him a follow on socials at SpotTrack, SpotRac. When we come back, you're going to hear from Commanders defensive line coach Daryl Tapp.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store.
Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.